Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Magic of Midlife. This is Wendy Berry, your host for this evening, and I'm so pleased that you could be with me this evening. I would like to let you know that we do have a call-in number so that if you'd like to participate in this wonderful experience, you can dial in at any time. That number is 646-716-7979. Magic of Midlife Radio is part of the Coach on Fire Network here on Blog Talk Radio, where we have experts in all areas of coaching. So be sure to check all the rest of our Coach on Fire network to see who else might be out there that can help you with whatever is going on in your life today. So today is Leap Year Day. And it's just amazing to me when I think about it, what it would be like to have your birthday on February 29th. I know probably because as I'm getting older and I'm having more birthdays, I think about what would it be like to be who I am today and how old would I be if my birthday was actually on the 29th and I could say, I don't know, like I'm six or something like that. And I find that that's kind of amusing. I have Michael that is in the background here. Michael, have you ever thought about that?
No, as a matter of fact, I have not, Wendy.
but it's an intriguing
proposition, to say the least.
I know, right? I mean, but then I was only six, I wouldn't be able to drive or drink or, you know.
That's true.
Or vote. Or vote.
Well, maybe you could stop at 21 or 22, you know, and celebrate your 21st anniversary every 6 years or something like that.
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome. So so we were going to have a guest on this evening who was an astrologist, Linda Sherwin, and she may join us later. I'm not sure where she is right at the moment, but if she shows up, we are definitely going to talk to her about what the stars have for us this coming year and be able to talk about that. She's been an astrologer for 40 years working in that field. And in fact, she has an article in Spiritually Empowered Women. It's a digital magazine on iTunes that is about planting your garden according to the moon cycles and in the particular months. Because I didn't realize this, but that depending on what kind of plants you are looking at putting in, whether they grow above the ground or below the ground, it has to do with whether or not the moon is full or if the moon is dark. And then there's particular months that are better for different types of vegetables and different types of flowers. And so that's very intriguing. So if you're interested in gardening and looking at how is that affected by the moon cycle, might take a read on that. That's Spiritually Empowered Women magazine on iTunes. And as I was doing some research and thinking about that, the Farmer's Almanac is an amazing little book that's been around forever. And it also talks about planting according to the moon cycle. So it's not just an astrology thing. This has been something that's been around for a long time. And so I'm just going to talk a while about how the moon seems to be an effect about what happens with the different cycles of the moon. Now, I've been a nurse for a really long time, and all of the nurses, we all know that during full moons, you can expect that very interesting situations and occurrences and very interesting people will show up in the emergency room and on the floors. And You definitely don't want a full moon and Friday the 13th, because that seems to be extremely special for all the stuff that goes on. But they'll tell you that there really isn't anything to that, that there's no supporting data. However, I don't think they've talked to nurses, because they would be able to give them all kinds of supporting data about that. and it would stand to reason, because if you look at large bodies of water or even small bodies of water, you know, when the moon is rising or setting, you have your tides. They come in and they go out, and they can be measured by what's going on with the moon. And we, as human beings, are made up of, like, I don't know, it's an incredible amount of water. I think it's like 90-some percent water. And so it would only stand to reason that as the moon is changing and moving, that we too would have ebb and flows in our behavior or in our bodies, and it would affect us in a certain way. And I don't know, since I was a kid, the moon has always fascinated me. You know, just looking at it, I used to dream of being able to go to the moon. I still am. I'm a sci-fi and fantasy buff. And so anything about the stars and travel has always intrigued me. It's always sparked my interest. And probably the most memorable thing that I have when I was a kid was actually getting to stay awake and watch the whole time that the moon landing was going on. And that stays in my mind. And that was a pretty incredible moment. So when I'm looking up at night, you know, it sparks a lot of memories for me, memories of my family sitting around watching that, feeling what it was like to be in that moment of experience, seeing that happen, that historic moment. And just standing in awe of that nature and how it moves around us at all times. And so the moon to me is pretty special. In fact, one of my Native American name is Grandmother Moon Dancer, and probably because I love the moon, I was named that by one of my teachers, and it's usually pretty prominent whenever I'm doing any kind of shamanic journeys or meditations that revolves around the full moon or even the dark moon. And that's very interesting. And I don't know if you listeners know this or not, but the full moon really helps to, it's a time to kind of harvest, to kind of be able to see what you've manifested. So if you're looking at the moon cycles, the new moon is often called the dark moon, where there's no moon at all. And this is a great time for new beginnings. And so if you're looking at starting a new project and you're giving it some thought about what you want that to do, you might notice where the moon is in its cycle. It just very well might be that you're cycling along with that moon, thinking about that new thing that you want to start on. And not only is it a good place to look at new beginnings, but it also gives you an opportunity to look at those shadow parts of yourself, the things that we may not want to easily talk about or even discuss or even acknowledge within ourselves, because that's a time to be able to bring those out and kind of look at those and let go of the things that no longer really serve you anymore. So as you're getting ready to plant those new seeds, you're also priming the garden, so to speak, by getting rid of the things that no longer, that you no longer need, and act kind of like weeds and rocks in your garden so that you have a hard time being able to manifest or grow the things that you do want in your life. So as they're moving through the cycle, as you're coming into the full moon is when there is fruition. So you're looking for a beginning and then where you're at coming into the full moon and how that is coming to play in your life. And you can look at, you know, any particular aspect of your life. So it gives you a time so that if you looked at something new every month that you could create those changes and make some plans and kind of work with that energy flow that moves through the lunar cycle. And I also know that the moon has been kind of that pivotal representation of the female goddesses and feminine power, whereas the sun is the masculine power and the feminine is the moon power. So falling into those moon cycles and a lot of times even the female cycles themselves, you know, will get referred to as moon cycles. And that kind of filling up within our you know, our uterus and then releasing and emptying out. So that I think is where that moon cycle idea came in. So it's always been kind of tied to the feminine power, the feminine essence of who we are. And so something that you might think about is how you can use that lunar energy to celebrate who you are as a woman. And there are many ways that you can practice some kind of ritual or event to kind of celebrate that moment. And I know that I've been to some that have been just amazing. When you can get a group of women together and to be able to hold that feminine energy, especially under a full moon, and really share who you are and that uplifting spirit for one another and to be supportive. We did a wonderful exercise at a full moon. We had a mirror, and this is a practice that you could even do yourself at home. As you're looking and gazing into the mirror, just let your eyes kind of rest gently on that face that is reflected back to you, and recognize that that is the goddess that lives within you. That essence is who you are, that beautiful, loving spirit. And just allow that to be in that reflection and to have that reflected back to you, seeing that in yourself. And there was something amazing that happened when we did this as a group of women supporting one another, and as each person had the opportunity to experience their own inner goddess. As we passed the mirror around, because as each person took the mirror, everyone else held that acknowledgement of the greatness and the power within each woman that was holding the mirror. And so supporting one another was a magnificent gift. So if you've never had the experience of being with a group of women, especially in a full moon ceremony, I would encourage you to experience that at least once, just to feel what that's like, because it truly is very different from most relationships of women. You can have that experience with some of your close friends. But when you're talking about people that maybe you don't know as well, that kind of support, that kind of camaraderie and openness is not always there, because we tend to be a little bit blocked off. We tend to be a little bit more guarded. So coming together with the intent of being in support of one another truly makes an amazing experience. So I love the moon. You probably have already guessed that. And I have been known on full moons to take my drum and just really have a good drumming session for myself. It seems to match the energy with the full moon and definitely increases my energy. And there's something kind of, the first word that popped up was Native, and I thought that was interesting because it's my Native American drums that I primarily will do my drumming with. And some of them I have created from hides, and some of them I have purchased. I also am pretty fond of drums, and maybe because they're round and they tend to be white, you know, kind of that cream colored. Maybe it's because they remind me of the moon. I don't know. That just popped in my head. I find that interesting. So drum circles are really good. There's a lot of them that take place along with full moons. So that's another wonderful experience that you could be involved with. And if you've not been to a drumming ceremony or drumming circle, what is just amazing about it is everyone has their drum, and you don't have to drum the same way as everyone else. Yet it seems like as the energy moves within the room, that all drums become they just kind of flow together, and everyone does become in sync, and you can feel that energy moving and flowing within each person. It's almost like this heartbeat within the whole room takes over, and you can feel that connection with the people that are around you, and it then increases your connection out into the community. So that's a wonderful tool that you could have an opportunity or look for one in your area, because most communities have some drum circles somewhere. So I would encourage you to take the opportunity to do that. And don't worry if you don't have a drum, because most drum circles have an abundance of drums, because they are a lot like me, who has more than one drum, and we bring extras so that everybody can participate and enjoy that. So if you have any questions, I just want to remind you of the call-in number. The number is 646-716-7979. So please feel free to call in. And if you have something that you'd like to talk about or share, I would love to be able to have that conversation with you. So don't hesitate to pick up the phone and give me a call. So we're coming into springtime. And spring is, because it's going to be March 20th this year, is the spring equinox. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready for spring. It hasn't been a bad winter, but I'm really ready for the weather to be a little bit more settled. Because where I'm at here in Missouri, the weather is like, you know, be 50, 60 degrees one day, and the next day we have a blizzard and have 7 inches of snow. And then the next day it's 50 and the snow is melting away. And so it's very difficult to kind of get into a rhythm of and acclimated to the weather. So I'm ready for spring, and you know, coming into spring, it really makes me think about, you know, what I'm looking at that I would like to harvest over this next year. And so usually in the winter for me, this is kind of my cycle. Winter tends to be a time where I start looking back over my year and going, this is what works, this is what doesn't work, this is what I want to, you know, move away from, this is what I want to move toward. And as I'm moving into spring, it seems like I have so many ideas, so many things that are going on. And I'm starting to plant those little shoots in. And what I find sometimes is that I plant so many that some of them don't thrive because I don't have the ability to give them as much attention as some of the other little growths. So as you're looking at what you want to accomplish for your year, what you'd like to plant, think about the different areas of your life and what it is that you'd like to have. And it doesn't even have to be, a huge, big, major goal. One of my goals that I would really like to do this year is to learn how to play my hammered dulcimer better. I kind of self-taught myself, and I have this great hammered dulcimer, and I loved when I was, teaching myself how to play, but I really want to take some lessons. So that's a seed that I'm planting, that I want to do that for myself, something to expand my awareness and my joy by learning and doing something that I really get a lot out of. And so that may not seem like a big earth-shattering kind of goal to go after this year. However, those tiny goals, the things that actually bring us joy and bring us satisfaction with ourselves and more fun into our lives, they really create this energy pattern of fun and gratitude and success in our lives that then moves over into all areas of our lives. So by just following some of the things that you would love to take the opportunity to learn or to do, something that you have fun at, that's actually going to help you with your work or your business or your relationships, because it's going to impact and change your vibrations. And to add on those type of things into your life causes you to constantly put yourself in a place of learning to expand. I mean, one of the things about midlife is that a lot of times your kids are grown, so you don't have the same kind of things that you need to do for your family. You're not running to soccer games. You're not taking the kids to all of their different activities. I mean, some of you are, but a lot of us in midlife, that's kind of toned down. So now it's like, what can I do to create more understanding or expand who I am personally? This is a great opportunity to do that. And sorry, I have a little bit of a cold, and so I apologize for that. I know for myself, the more that I started looking at wanting to know more things or to learn new things, that I found myself finding many things that I'm interested in and many things that I want to learn how to do. So many, in fact, that I have to kind of prioritize what is the most important thing for me to do right now, what is it that I really want to accomplish right now? I tell people there's so many things that I want to do. I want to learn how to code for a computer, and I want to learn how to tat, and I want to learn how to play a guitar, and I want to do a lot of things. However, we only have 24 hours in the day so far, so I have to prioritize what it is that I want to learn and how much time I want to spend in my new learning. And when I can do that, then it allows me to create more balance between what's going on at home, what's going on with my work, with my business, and with my own personal growth and development as a woman and being able to be more of who I am. So take a look at what you'd like to learn. something new, something that you haven't done before or you haven't taken the time to do. Maybe it's to learn a new language, or maybe it's I want to read, you know, I want to read a good book every, you know, couple of weeks, or every month I want to read a new book. You know, maybe join a book club, because that increases your connection to people. It increases your ability to come together on a common ground of a book that you're reading and that you are experiencing, and help support other women as they are expanding and becoming more of who they are. So this is all about this time of coming out of the winter and moving into the spring is what do we want to let go of, and then what do we want to create new? And so as we're coming in to, you know, March 20th, give that some thought. And it might even be fun to set up, I don't know, some people call them altars. You can just call it as a space to celebrate the coming of spring. And what I would encourage you is just make a space that you can set up and perhaps, you know, put some fresh flowers in honor of the flowers that bloom in the springtime. And think about what it is that you're letting go of, and just honoring that that's been there, you're letting that go. And then what it is that you want to bring into your life and have something to be representative of it. You know, maybe it's a picture of an instrument you want to learn, or if it is a language that you want to learn, you know, maybe write it out in that language, you know, that I want to learn to speak Spanish or Portuguese or whatever, and put that on a card. And if you, or if you want to take a trip, you know, put that on there as a reminder about what it is that's coming into that springtime for you, and be at ease with it. And then as we're moving into that that spring solstice, in honor of that spring coming, that new growth, that new birth coming back after the winter, you know, being outside, not only does it, I don't know about you, but this weather just makes me want to be outside. And so it kind of calls to you, and be feeling that rhythm of life that moves through you that says, be outside, be outside, be in nature. You know, listen to that, because as you become more accustomed to following that flow of energy that's going on, the more easily you can move in and through the different cycles, not just the moon cycles, but the seasonal cycles, because each season has its own place. And the spring is all about celebration of renewal, celebration of new, and feeling that within yourself. And so, you know, maybe in celebration of the spring coming, you know, maybe a picnic, or, you know, get out in the park and go with your family, or be by yourself and sit in nature and be able to just kind of absorb that new fresh feeling. I have daffodils that are starting to come through the ground right around some of my trees. So I always know just when it's starting to happen, and I can feel that not just in the seeing of the flowers blooming or starting to come up through the ground, but I can feel that within myself, that little bit of restlessness that makes me want to get moving, to get, you know, to quicken my pace just a little bit, to move out of that slowness of winter and into the spring, and have more expectations about the sun and being energized by that. So think about what you could do for yourself, and think about, you know, my mom was always a big one for spring cleaning. And I was like, why do we do spring cleaning? Spring cleaning really is important because it helps to clear out the cobwebs. It makes ready, you know, getting the house set allows you, as the weather is still in that transitional phase, allows you to get done with that so that you can be outdoors, so you can have that freshness within your living space. And that happens, same with your internal life, you know, going through and decluttering and clearing that away so that you have that room to kind of breathe in that new energy and to expand that. So there's a lot of things that go on with cycles. And, you know, I'm certainly not the first person to talk about it because I've learned about it. I've learned it through a number of my different teachers. And this learning about living through the cycles has been going on for eons. I mean, the you know, religions have cycles, and the old religions talk about cycles of how life cycles are. And one of the big ones that I love is the medicine wheel, because one of my teachers was into Native American. And so I learned a great deal about how that life cycle works and how we move through those lessons that come in through each period of the year, each period of our life. And as we move through it, we move on to the next one. So we're clearing away, making a path to expand, to grow, to experience more. And then you come full circle and you're back to the starting point in the east, which is springtime. And once again, you're moving through and you're clearing away, making new ground, and you're harvesting in the fall. And each time you become more and more evolved in who you are. I want to remind you of that phone number. It's 646-716-7979. So if you are out there listening and you want to dial in and you want to carry on a conversation, I'd love to hear from you. Again, that's 646-716-7979. So if you're looking at your springtime, that's moving and getting new ideas, starting new projects. And then just talk about the wheel. The medicine wheel, if you move into the south, which is the summertime, that's really where it's starting to get energized. And I mean, it's really starting to cook. A lot of focus on manifesting. And then in the fall, you're coming into your harvest time. And so bringing those things to fruition. Now, does that mean that everything that you start in the spring is going to come to fruition in the fall? No, because sometimes the gestation period is longer than what that time period is. So even though you're starting it, that'll always be the springtime of that project. And then when it comes to fruition, that's the fall. So it doesn't necessarily run month by month by month when you're thinking of it in terms of that. So, but everything has a gestation period. You know, I mean, we as mothers especially know that things have gestation periods. We round it to 9 months for children, but each animal has their own gestational period, how long it takes for them to develop and be ready to be birthed. And ideas and things that we're working on, it takes time for those to be created and to expand and to grow, develop, and come into to be birthed into the world and to grow. Acorns have a certain period of gestation before they can burst into starting just a little tiny piece of a tree. You know, so there's always that gestational period. And what I find interesting about that is that we tend to, especially in this day and age, when everything is so fast, I mean, We have fast food. We drive up, we order what we want to eat, and we have it within, you know, like 5 minutes. I mean, you can't go home and cook something and have it in 5 minutes. And you want to know an answer, and all you have to do is like say, "Hey Siri, tell me this," or Google. I mean, I'm a big Googler, so I Google everything, and I have answers at my fingertips. So we tend to have the expectation that everything is going to move really fast, and that's the way the world is. That's the way everything works, is real fast. And what I'm so grateful for about the lunar cycle and about the seasonal cycle is it reminds me that that's not the case, that there is a rhythm to life. There's a rhythm and a flow to nature, and that everything really does move on the exact time that it needs to. So even in this fast, crazy world, I can look at nature and it reminds me of what's true. Now, things do move fast. I mean, you know, some things can be manifested very quickly, but it's all about the cycles. And nature reminds me that there are cycles that we move through, just like our living cycle. I mean, we start out as babies and then we become toddlers and, you know, onto students and young adults, and then we, you know, have a family, and then we're middle age. You know, here we are in midlife. You know, we're in that cycle of living. I like that, the cycle of living. And each cycle is so precious and so wonderful and has its attributes that each cycle is very, very important for us to be who we are, to know who we are, to be able to be everything that we want to be in the world, and to share that with the other people around us. And that's part of that natural cycle of things. And being in nature and really feeling that pulse of the ebb and flow of the natural cycle within nature helps you to get back into that rhythm, to be able to take that in and to incorporate it into your life, and know, even when things don't seem like they're going as fast as you'd like them to go, or it's not, you know, it's not happening in the time frame that you think it should. Like, if I think it now, it should happen like in 2 minutes. That being in nature will help you to remember that, and be able to move smoothly through that cycle, and be patient. And being patient doesn't mean it. You're patient with the expectation that it's going to happen. So, like when you plant seeds in your garden, you have the expectation that they're going to grow. You're going to support them. You're going to water them. They're going to have the sunshine. You're going to put something over it so the birds can't come and try to take them out. You're going to do everything you can to support those seeds as they are germinating and they're getting ready to sprout into being. And as they're starting to sprout, you're going to take even more care to take care of them and make sure that they are getting everything they need to be able to grow. But you don't have the expectation that you plant the seed and the next day you're going to wake up and there's going to be a head of lettuce. Because you know that there's a process. So hold on to that knowledge that you have that's taught to you by nature, that when you're planting the new seeds in your life, that you allow them the time they need to germinate, to begin to sprout. Do what you need to protect them, to water them, to care for them. Give them the attention that they need so that they can be supported in their growth. And then as they start and they're kind of weak when they're little tiny little sprouts coming up, you have to keep them safe and watch over them and support them as they get stronger and as they grow into their into whatever it is that you're growing. You know, whether it be a new business or if it's writing a book or learning to ride a motorcycle or whatever it is, the new endeavor that you have, it's like a little tiny seedling and it takes time. And so learning to be patient and having the knowledge and the expectation that with care and with proper care again, but that's like saying that twice, but you're growing it up and supporting it as it becomes what it is that you want. Because you have an image in your mind. You have an image of your mind, what it is that you want. Just like when you plant a seed, you're looking at the seed, but you see the seed, but in your mind, you think this is going to be, you know, a stalk of corn. That's the way our new ideas happen. We have a completed image about what it is that we want, and we're planting the seed of that into our subconscious, and we're watching over it, we're caring for it, and we're allowing that to germinate and grow. And that's truly what spring is about. Spring is about doing that. And I'm really excited about the coming year ahead of me and the seeds that I'm planting and watching over and being able to see how they spring up and come to life over the next, you know, months to come. And I don't know about you. Spring is one of my favorite times. And then autumn is another favorite time. And being able to live your life in sync with the cycles of the year, the cycles of the moon, and feeling that energy and flow through nature. And being able to incorporate it into your life can bring you great satisfaction and cause you to feel supported by the world around you and finding others that are also in that place can bring you that same kind of joy as you guys move through the year together, supporting each other, watching over and tending each other's little seedling dreams. And being in support. So this is Magic of Midlife. We're going to be a little bit early out of here tonight. I thank you all for joining me. And you will be able to listen to replays to this show and my other shows here on Blog Talk Radio. And be sure to tune in to the other coaches on Coach on Fire Network. Thank you so much for being with me this evening. You have a great night. And a wonderful start to March. It's coming tomorrow. Good night.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.